An electric car kids can drive without a license on public roads in France. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. First, the U.S. Senate was supposed to vote today to begin debate on a sweeping infrastructure plan, but Republicans are poised to block that move, in part because there's actually no fully developed bill yet. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us with more.
David, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer scheduled this vote today to prod senators to get the bill done. But, well, it still isn't done. Republicans and Democrats are still negotiating over the details. Now, this is a bill that's based on a bipartisan framework agreement that the White House signed off on more than 3 weeks ago. Senator Rob Portman, one of the Republican negotiators, tweeted that they should be able to continue their work free of arbitrary deadlines. Those are his words. A number of other Republicans are on the record saying they'll block today's vote without a full bill. So barring any last-minute breakthrough, which doesn't appear to be in the offing, it does seem Republicans are going to block the procedural vote to move forward with the physical infrastructure bill.
Now, we have this August recess for Congress fast approaching. It's in about 2.5 weeks. How likely is there to be a bill finished by then?
Well, senators from both sides of the aisle are still sounding quite optimistic. They say it could be done in a few days. One of the hurdles, David, and not the only one, but a big one, is how to pay for the $580 billion in new spending. Republicans objected to boosting IRS enforcement to bring in new tax revenue, so that was shelved. But it accounted for $100 billion in revenue that they now have to find new money for elsewhere.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. A big Swiss bank has launched an investment portfolio for people who want to put more of their money to work in hedge funds run by women. The Financial Times reports UBS is going to pick as many as 15 funds run by women around the world at a time that big money institutional investors are looking for diversity. Data show women represent less than 11% of senior employees at hedge funds. The new UBS Carmen Fund, it's called, will aggregate the women-run hedge funds into a single portfolio. Now, you've seen and felt higher food prices. Pandemic kinks in supply are at work, also labor shortages, and some companies are returning to a time-tested way of hiding price increases. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that.
A little tip for your next grocery trip.
Beware of shrinkflation.
Mark Bergen is a marketing professor at the University of Minnesota, and he's referring to one of the most common ways manufacturers deal with rising costs. Put a little less of whatever it is inside the package. Or shrink the package itself. Or bundle items like ketchup and mustard together so shoppers think less about the itemized cost. Or redesign the package so the proportions are just right.
Because there's nothing worse than having it's the same bag and you just reduce the chips and you just look in there and you go, what happened?
Retailers have tactics too. They'll run fewer sales or mark up prices so they can mark them down. They'll rearrange shelves to display more expensive artisanal products next to basic ones. Because Kasum Alawadi, a professor of marketing at Dartmouth College, says,
consumers really don't remember what prices they paid for products.
Shoppers who do compare receipts and are more flexible with the brands they buy could see a lower bill at checkout. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That would be one way to keep gas prices down. Just make that gallon a little smaller. Let's do the numbers. Monday was the day for selling stocks and buying bonds and dollars, with investors worried anew about COVID dragging down the economy, with some people refusing to get vaccinated and others around the world with no access to vaccine. Tuesday's rebound seems on track to be extended this morning, with U.S. stock index futures up plus 0.6% for the Dow future, plus 0.4% for the S&P future. Interest rates lower than last week, but creeping back up 1.25% for the 10-year benchmark this morning. London's FTSE and Amsterdam's AEX index are each up sharply, 1.6% now. Is it a car or a toaster? From France comes an electric descendant of the classic no-frills car, the De Chevaux. This one is called the Ami, French for your little pal. John Lawrenson reports from Western France.
Gerson Gluanec, 15, is driving herself to school in Fouenon along with her little sister.
I'm too young to have a driving license, but you can drive an Ami from the age of 14.
What emerges from the garage is a small grey two-seater blob that Citroën doesn't even call a car, but a mobility object. With max speed 28 miles per hour, it's actually classed as a quadricycle. No driving license required.
At the beginning, it was strange to be out on the roads like this because I'd only ridden a bike before, but it gives me more independence.
As the Emmy's publicity puts it, yes, it looks like a toaster, which is why you can buy it at the electrical goods store. Citroën is not selling it in the usual dealerships, in fact, electrical goods stores and online only. The cost, just over $8,000 minus the $1,000 government eco bonus, cheaper than a normal car. The French have a tradition of building low-end cars, like Citroën's 2CV, that it manufactured from 1948 to 1990. Christophe Dupuis, at the wheel of a 2CV, he's rebuilt in his spare time. Dupuis, who lives west of Paris, also owns a 1961 Ami, because Citroën has used this name before for a version of the 2CV.
It really was a car for people who were not very well off. Today's Ami is designed to give people access to electric cars.
Back with the Gloanex, Gerson's mother, Stéphanie, says she's got over her initial worry about letting her daughter out on the roads alone.
For me, it's the unknown that's frightening, but I've transformed that fear into trust and optimism.
Citroën is launching its mobility object in Italy, Spain, Germany and Belgium this summer, with the US to follow, maybe later. In Brittany, Western France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
Now, at marketplace.org online, there's a picture of this little Ami. You know those little tykes plastic cars that toddlers bat around in? That'll help you with scale. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.